AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's 5 days to the New Hampshire primary, where ABC's Rachel Scott says it could be the last chance for Nikki Haley to block Donald Trump.
The former president holding a rally here overnight, ramping up his attacks on Nikki Haley, insisting that if she is the Republican nominee, then they will lose the White House in races up and down the ballot in November. Haley was quick to respond on social media, pointing out that under Trump's presidency, Republicans lost the House, the Senate, and eventually the White House.
Trump spent the first part of his Wednesday in a court in New York City for a civil trial determining if he must pay defamation damages to a woman who's accused him of sexual assault. Nearly 80 million people across the country are under some kind of snow or cold warning. Cold snaps linked to at least 37 deaths since Sunday. Pentagon says the U.S. military launched another round of strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. These rebels have been firing on commercial ships in the Red Sea. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Now that school is back on, Wisconsin health officials are urging families and caregivers to look out for signs their children may be self-harming. The Department of Health Services says rates of self-harm went up by about 40% after winter break a year ago and after summer vacation the year before. Kids may cause self-harm to express or lessen emotional pain. One in 10 teenagers in Wisconsin tried to commit suicide last year. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health. She says teens are under a lot of pressure.
Performing well in high school, they're concerned about climate change, the proliferation of gun violence, and political divisiveness.
Hall says more than 300 schools around Wisconsin have mental health programs that are led by students. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Legislature would regulate deer hunting in northern Wisconsin over the next 4 years. The bill would prohibit the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources from establishing a hunting season for antlerless deer in the northern forest zone, which covers from Douglas County to Oconto County. The bill would also prohibit the DNR from allowing hunters to have more than two antlered tags in the zone, allowing them one tag for a firearm and one tag for bow hunting. The recent cold stretch sweeping across Wisconsin has opened the door for regular winter activities to resume. According to a Northern News Now report, a popular ice fishing resort on Fish Lake has reopened after being forced to close its access points due to unsafe conditions from a lack of ice. Ice is beginning to build in the area, getting to about 11 inches so far. While people are now allowed back out for ice fishing with four-wheelers and snowmobiles, officials say the ice still isn't thick enough for vehicles. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
What a win! The Green Bay Packers now face the San Francisco 49ers this Saturday night in California. Catch every play and score on the Packers Radio Network locally in Racine on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. 98Q Country in Park Falls and in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM. The Packers against the 49ers this Saturday night. Pregame at 5, kickoff 7:15. What a team! The Packers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay getting ready for their divisional playoff game against the 49ers. What makes San Francisco's defense so tough? I asked Packers right guard John Runyon.
This San Francisco defense, they don't do as much as any other defense we play this year. They're going to play their gap. They're going to be sound. They know where they're going to fit in their scheme, and it's going to be up to us to, you know, take them out of positions, mess with their eyes and stuff like that. And they have a good defense, and they play it hard, and they've been doing it for a long time, and that's what makes them so good on defense.
The kickoff Saturday night at 7:15. NBA, the Bucks got blown out by Cleveland. The Cavaliers jumping out to an early lead. They won 135-95. Adrian Griffin on what he told the team after losing by 40 points.
You know, I just talked to this team after the game about we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Oh. A mix of clouds and sunshine today. A little light snow possible by late this afternoon. Our high near 8 with wind north to northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, some light snow showers this evening. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy. 5 below. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop it.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Earl. I just heard that I think we might be getting some more snow tonight.
Yeah, well, 1 to 3 inches, they claim, and it's supposed to be the light, fluffy stuff. So I can deal with that. You know, the kind of snow that the snowblower actually, you don't have to fight it, and the snowblower can do his job. I'm looking forward to that kind of snow and not the other kind. But, you know, man, it's already January 18th, and we're halfway through January. Man, seems like yesterday, New Year's, and we're already 18 days into a new year, man. Where does all the time go? I got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. As always, in hour two, we'll be joined by Candace Strong of Trisha's Troops. It is a wonderful story of a woman here in Waukesha who, after the death of her sister, who died from cancer, took up the mantle of helping to organize and help people who have loved ones who are suffering through cancer. I don't know if you've lived long enough. I don't know if any of us have not had a loved one who has passed from cancer. Or you know, I do believe that all of us, or a strong percentage of us, at some point in our lives are going to wind up with cancer. It's just the way things are set up. And so it's a really interesting story. We'll be talking about that in the second hour of the show. But I couldn't help, Calvin, but hear the news a few minutes ago, and it just stopped me in my tracks. 1 in 10 children tried suicide. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I caught that too, and it is,
man,
very disheartening and shocking.
It is, and then they talked about the group of young people self-harm. What is going on in the nation that 1 in 10 children are trying to take their own lives? And the fact that it's just another statistic, right? I mean, man, that should be priority one when your future has, and children that are facing those kinds of issues in their lives, don't you think that should be the number one priority of our nation? Man, children, 1 in 10? And I know there are a lot of different reasons why. And I personally believe that the internet is certainly one of the main reasons that so many kids are caught up in that. But let me do this first. You know, I haven't ever done this, but I want to do it today. I'm going to open the phone lines, and this first hour, you can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. And I got a lot of stuff lined up, as always. But sometimes I think that I kind of take things in a direction that I want to take, that I take them in as a host. And maybe there's some things that you may want to discuss and talk about. And so for this first hour, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's your show. And you can talk about and discuss anything you want to talk about and discuss. You can talk about, you know, how, you know, I'm doing. You know, if the show is, how the show is doing, if you like the show, maybe the show could be better off without me. I'll accept that. But the phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm a big boy. I got broad shoulders. So if there's some things that maybe you've been wanting to say about the show and about me, now is the time. 844-967-2789. Anything. But I have to talk about in the interim the fact that once again, the Republicans, I don't know how you cannot talk about them. The border package is on life support. Republicans have been saying, we want a border deal. We want a border package. And we'll work bipartisan. The Democrats have tried to work to come up with a bipartisan border package. And now the Republicans are saying, well, we don't want to work with them on a bipartisan border package. And so the finances for Ukraine and the military support that they were looking to receive has dried up. Because Republicans speak out of both sides of their necks. How can you have held all of this up? And then they went on a holiday break. And then they say, we'll come back and we'll work it out. But a rare window for bipartisan agreement on the border security and foreign aid appears to be closing, as House Republicans insisted on a hardline GOP border package and balked at additional help for Ukraine. I don't think now's the time for comprehensive immigration reform, because we know how complicated that is. You can't do that quickly, House Speaker Mike Johnson said on Wednesday. No, you can't do it overnight, but how much time have you had to address this issue, to deal with this issue, to now say we don't have enough time to work this out? Who is that on? That clearly is not on Democrats. That clearly is on a dysfunctional Republican Party that everybody knows is dysfunctional. But many people, a few people, are willing to say it. It is clearly dysfunctional, and the people who are harmed and going to be harmed, because guess what? You know, there won't be a new budget for the United States, because the government itself is going to run out of money as well, because dysfunctional Republicans can't seem to come up with an idea or can't seem to understand that government is about compromise. It's not about somebody walking around like Fred Flintstone used to with a club in their hand. You do remember Fred Flintstone, don't you? Some of you. He always carried this. Well, anyway, we'll move on from that. But this is where we are. And so what is it going to take for people to realize the damage that is being done in this nation. And yet we continue to, in the face of that, well, I don't like Joe Biden because, you know, Joe Biden is an old guy, and I can't see myself voting for that guy because he's too old. Whatever it is, for heaven's sakes, it's not Joe Biden who now, as Democrats have tried to work through a compromise for the last several months or more with Republicans on the border, and now here it is in the 12th hour, and Republicans are now saying, we don't have time to work out the compromise. Well, then what are you going to do? You're going to do nothing. And then you're going to continue to complain about what's going on at the border. For heaven's sakes. It makes no sense whatsoever. Our nation is broken. There's no question about it. And who's going to repair it? You know, are we going to just ignore the fact that it's broken? It's broken when you can't come to, a compromise on the things that are important to the American people. The comments came shortly before a meeting at the White House with President Joe Biden and other congressional leaders on a border security package. Border security package Senate Republicans, Democrats, and the Biden administration have been crafting for weeks. The hope to attach the package to continued aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, which are all going to fall through because Republicans have chosen, well, they've proven that they don't know how to work together. They're like a bunch of children. He's got my toy. You've got 100 toys over by you. Yeah, but that's the one I want over there. My God. You know, and it doesn't get any better. House Republicans have long insisted that their border proposal, H.R. 2, which receives no Democratic votes in the House and has no chance of survival in the democratically controlled Senate, remains the only gold standard for any immigration policy they would support. So it's our way or the highway, verbatim. You're going to do what we tell you to do, as if the Republicans run the entire government of the United States. They don't. They don't have control over the Senate or the presidency. It is the height of insanity to make demands when you are not in the position to make any demands. But this is what's taking place. The plan was further complicated over the weekend when Johnson reportedly told his caucus that Congress must wait until former President Donald Trump or another Republican regains the presidency. Did you hear that? So we're not going to address the border crisis until Donald Trump or another Republican becomes the president of the United States. The height of stupidity is what that is. And yet people are willing to vote for Republicans. I'm sorry. 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. It's your thing. You know, do what you want to do.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. The phone lines are open. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to do this first hour of the show, but I got a bunch of things I'm going to talk about as well. Hey, I was talking before we went to break about a couple of things. The fact that 1 in 10 children in this nation has tried suicide. My God. My God, 1 in 10 children. Hey, America, what is it going to take for us to make that a priority? Forget the rest of the foolishness. What is happening inside of our nation that 1 in 10 children, before they even have a chance to live, feel that they are so pressured that they want to take their lives? Why is that not priority one? And number two, the House Republicans have decided, listen to this, and then I'll go to the phone lines. Some Republicans have also said they wouldn't support bipartisan plan for the border issue because it would help Biden's re-election prospects. Wait. Haven't I heard Republicans constantly whining and crying about the border and about all of those people coming across the border? And here's a chance to address it. And then the officials say they can't do it because their word is going to help Joe Biden. Come on, man. Hey, Tom from L.A., help me out, man. Help me out. Make me want to holler and throw up both my hands.
Well, good morning, Earl. First off, we, the people, ultimately are the government. And when I say that, I don't mean we, the Democrats. I mean we, the people, all of us, no matter what stripe you come from. And the thing is, I think the thing that the show could focus on every day, because I know everyone says it's impossible, but is money and politics and uncovering what each of these senators and Congress people are getting from the Bradley Foundation and getting from the Koch organization and getting from George Soros. I don't care. I don't even think he gives money, but, you know, those people. so we can actually truly understand how it is that organizations like ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council, basically write the legislation and then pass it on to the Congress, and then they just pass it. Also, the Republicans, if they're spewing it, they're doing it. Just remember that also. Messaging is so, so important. And the bottom line is Republicans don't know how to govern. They are damn good at public relations. They are dang good at being able to get every single person to say the name Donald Trump. I mean, I saw it last night. I'm like going, my God, the media must get $1 or $100 every time they mention his damn name. I'm so sick of his name. And the thing is, I just think that it all comes down to money and politics, and it all comes down to lobbyists, and they're not doing what we the people want. The biggest lie by the American people is that they actually care about children. They don't give a crap about children, otherwise they'd do something about it. They may care about their individual child, but they don't care about children in general. And the only other thing, because I don't want to take up all this time, Era, but I'd like to see you have some either debates or like you have had before where you've had callers talking to each other respectfully and, you know, having that three-way kind of conversation or whatever, so we can understand each other and we can not just do talking points back and forth, because I really do believe that we the people ultimately are the government, and I do believe that the Democrats are there to provide a social safety net, and that's what they call big government. And I think the Republicans' big government is, I'm going to control your life, I'm going to control your body, and I'm going to control what everything that you do in your everyday social life.
Okay, Tom, I got you, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to John from Boaz. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I'd like to know if we could talk about what's going on in Richland County and your small rural areas where we have rookie cops killing taxpayers and then blaming the man for suicide. It happened in 2009. Now, you know those cops are going after high-speed chasing. The rookie cop will go on a high-speed chase, and it happened last week in the news where the poor kid ended up crashing and killing himself because of some cop was on his ass, pardon my French.
Well, I'll say this to you, John. I have talked about high-speed chases. If there's some things that are going on in your town or city that you want us to discuss, you should. Calvin, how did they get that information to us?
They can always send information to info@civicmedia.us.
So that's what you guys should do. If you're in Amory, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, Eau Claire, other places, and you want me to discuss an issue that is impacting your community, by all means, just send that information to
info@civicmedia.us.
info@civicmedia.us, and we will definitely bring that up on the docket. Hang on the lines. We'll come back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're learning new details about a jewelry heist in West Allis from last September thanks to a newly unsealed warrant. Investigators say one of the thieves cut the power to J.P. Haas before breaking in through the roof and stealing $520,000 worth of gold and jewels. Kids in Wisconsin would have to take a half credit of civics in order to graduate from high school under a bill in the legislature. Representative Amanda Nedweski says she's surprised by how many people don't know how government works.
People don't even know what the county board is. They often don't know at all, as you all know, who their legislator is. It's becoming more and more apparent that we have a misunderstanding of how things work.
The bill got a hearing in the Assembly Education Committee yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Superior residents gathered at City Hall on Wednesday to voice their opinions regarding the Nemadji Trail Energy Center project. The facility would be built on about 26 acres near 31st Avenue East and Highway 53 near the Enbridge Energy offices. According to a Northern News Now report, people who opposed the project, like Superior Mayor Jim Payne, argued the project site was in a residential neighborhood and posed a long-term risk to area residents. The project was deemed environmentally sound by independent regulatory bodies. The Duluth Transit Authority is now offering free rides to Duluth high school students and staff. The free rides are part of a new initiative between the Duluth Public Schools and the Duluth Transit Authority. To take part in the initiative, students and staff only need to show their school ID when getting on a city bus to and from school at no cost. The pilot program also gives students access to the free transportation for after-school activities and sporting events. The program is set to run through the end of the school year. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay getting ready for their divisional playoff game against the 49ers. What makes San Francisco's defense so tough? I asked Packers right guard John Runyon.
This San Francisco defense, they don't do as much as any other defense we play this year. They're going to play their gap. They're going to be sound. They know where they're going to fit in their scheme, and it's going to be up to us to, you know, take them out of positions, mess with their eyes and stuff like that. And they have a good defense, and they play hard, and they've been doing it for a long time, and that's what makes them so good on defense.
The kickoff Saturday night at 7:15. NBA, the Bucks got blown out by Cleveland. The Cavaliers jumping out to an early lead. They won 135-95. Adrian Griffin on what he told the team after losing by 40 points.
You know, I just talked to this team after the game about we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, a little light snow possible by late this afternoon. Our high near 8 with wind north to northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, some light snow showers this evening, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy. 5 below. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
It's weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
We'll be right back.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers. Welcome back. And I've opened the phone lines and really kind of put it out there, you guys who listen, if there's something you think that I should do better, or we should do better. We're willing to entertain those thoughts. The show is not mine. It's not about self-aggrandizement of myself and Calvin. It's about you, the listeners. So if there are things that you think that we should do and can do better, I'm all ears. Let's go right to the phone lines. And Susan from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
I'm doing fine, and I love your music. I just have one thing that I want to pass along to you. I go to the library, I read a lot of books. I found a book that was produced by the Harvard University Press. It's called The Long Emancipation, The Demise of Slavery in the United States. And it was written by a professor called Iron Berlin. I suggest you read that, and all the listeners read that book. Because what we are experiencing now is the same thing that we have been experiencing for centuries. We have a hierarchy. Unfortunately, it's white male. And they have continually done this to us. And they give us a little bit, and they take away a lot. And if you read this book, emancipation started right after the war between Britain and England, between the United States and Britain, and up until the Civil War. And emancipation actually started with the British giving black slaves their freedom if they would fight for them. And so then the Americans, who didn't have that many people and didn't have that big militia, decided, okay, we're going to do this. And they did this. But what transpires between 1776 and 1864, when they finally were, people of color were finally emancipated, is something you need to read. Because after emancipation, what did we have? Segregation and Jim Crow. So we fell back to where we were in the beginning of time. And this tragedy in the United States has been playing on and on and on. And you know what? I think the people of the American people should say, we have had enough. And we are not going to continue on with this. Because people who say there's no racism in the United States of America are either totally blind or they're part of this hierarchy, or they want to be. And that's all I have to say.
Hey, Susan, you said a mouthful. Thank you very much for the call. I didn't read that book, but I know a little bit about the history, and that's why I think it's important that when we're taking away books and we're taking away history, you've asked the right questions. And, you know, the nation's history is what it is. And to take it away because people say, well, it's been enough time. It's time to move on. It's mind-boggling to me. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing, my friend?
Good
Your thoughts.
Good morning, Earl and Calvin. You know, Civic Media is tapping into the great thoughts of its listening audience, and we're so fortunate that, you know, that it's here. Regarding the 10% stat of children, it's just unbelievably to learn that. It brings me to think about the animal kingdom, and likely they're not killing off their own, so it makes me think that mankind, with its higher power of thinking, is pretty much doing itself in. And ending on an upper note, I'd like to say a couple of things regarding Tom of L.A. Given the positivity that he brings to Civic Media with his sound, well-thought-up messaging, I'd like to suggest that, if possible, that Crute give him a remote mic out there in L.A. to more get his message out. And lastly, ending on a high note, I'd like to buy him a drink at the new Mud Water Cafe, the very first one opening out there in L.A. It's a brainchild of a very creative man with his staff. It's called Mud /Water, and it provides a healthy mushroom-based beverage. And its array of great products is available to all of us through its Mud Water site. I drink it every day, and I will for the rest of my life.
Hey, Mary, if you're drinking that, I'm going to also be drinking it, because I always tell people, you've already given me some advice, health advice, that I follow religiously, and it's made a major difference in my health and in my life. So anytime Mary suggests something, what is it called, Mary?
It's called Mud Water, MUD/WTR is the website. You'll be amazed at what you see out there. Creative guy, you know, it's a real upper in my day.
Well, I'm certainly going to get some, and I'll let the audience know exactly how it is. Thank you very much, as always, my friend. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what, my friend?
Thank you, Earl, as always. Here's what I, for 2024, I will no longer stand to listen to anybody who complains about the border for this reason. If Christianity was number one and not atheism, we would be welcoming these people across. We actually are. The border is closed, and they are being processed. Those atheist lying pieces of junk won't even admit that. But the Catholic Youth or Catholic Charities is already helping them in our country. That is the solution. Christianity is the solution to the border, whether those atheists want to believe that or not. And then, last but not least, stop picking on our public education system. I was in a class the other day, and a guy started bashing public education. I pointed my finger at him. I said, you live out here. Do you know how many Christian groups are in our public schools? He said, there's no Christian groups. I said, oh, yes, they are, because I know the guy that organizes them. So let's set people straight for 2024. Let's not put up with any of this stuff where they want, Abbott just turned down $15 billion in help from Biden for the board. They don't want a solution.
Well,
they want a problem. So,
Bill, before you go, here's they don't want a solution unless it's theirs. And so the agreement that President Biden offered was $106 billion security supplemental package, which would include $61 billion for Ukraine and $14.3 billion for Israel, but $13.6 billion for border security. The thing that they're always asking for, and yet they're turning down that $14 billion for border security, because, as I stated earlier, there's some Republicans who say, we don't want to do this because it's going to give Joe Biden, you know, some positive feedback. So which is it? Are you really concerned about all the people coming across the border? Are you more concerned about the fact that you don't want Joe Biden to get a win and that he can possibly become the president again? I mean, you know, this is what we're talking about. This is what is happening, and the American people get the short end of the stick from this.
Absolutely, Earl. The thing is, what we have to do is stand up, and no longer is there a border problem. There's a problem with these atheist so-called Christians that fake everything, and they want nothing but obstructionism. It's all they know. They don't have solutions. They know how to create problems because they fear we would have a society of democracy and not a society of a dictatorship. They like the dictatorship because they know that's the only way they can control. They won't admit it. They won't call it that. But when you get them by themselves and you break them down, and I'm doing it, and thanks to you, Earl, you give me a voice to speak to a lot of people. I'm really on this border issue that we can solve it in 1 month if we give it to the Council of Churches and tell Greg Abbott to shut up and sit down.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Again, this is Mitch McConnell, of all people. This is not some, you know, wild-eyed Democrat. This is from the Speaker, the Senate, Minority Speaker Mitch McConnell, a guy who has been the majority speaker many times. If we have 100%, this is his words, if we have 100% Republican government, President, House, Senate, we probably would not be able to get a single Democratic vote to pass what Senator Langford and the administration is trying to get together on Senate minority on, get together on. Now, Senator Langford is a Republican, and so the Republicans are having this internal squabble, internal hissy fit fight. You're going too far. You are siding with the Democrats, and never mind about siding with what works for the American people. It's that petty. This is a unique opportunity to accomplish something in divided government that wouldn't be there under unified government. So, I mean, this is where we are. And by Friday, tomorrow's Friday, the last time I checked, the government is going to run out of money. So the Republicans have made the decision. The rest of the issues that impact and affect you American citizens be damned. We're not going to do anything that appears to help Democrats. That's not what this is. This debate, this conversation is not based on the premise of we don't want to do anything to help Democrats. When you have that kind of mentality, it leads us to where we are in divided government. And I don't know how you could ever overcome that, right? Because the Republicans themselves can't have a dialogue amongst themselves. There's a segment of that population that clearly states we don't want to compromise whatsoever. Never mind that they're in the minority. Two branches of the government are Democrat. They're a majority. They're a minority group. So they're not in a position to dictate anything. But they're demanding that. And because of that, Ukraine is going to run into a buzzsaw in the coming months. And all of that involvement, all of that money is going to be wasted because they're not going to be able to stand up to Russia. Now, they can blame whoever they want to blame for that, but clearly the people who are at blame for that are Republicans who clearly don't want to hear that conversation and don't want to add those resources. They supported it initially, but now they've changed their minds. 844-967-2789. They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. The Backstabbers on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just
I can't explain it.
Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I really want to spend some time, and I'm going to delve even more into it in the coming weeks, Calvin, about that 1 in 10 children attempting suicide. And all of these children who are harming themselves. I don't, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, it does say, man, it does not matter. Children are children, and they're precious. And the fact that we can put a statistic out like that, and it doesn't touch you to your soul. Our nation is in trouble. When 1 in 10 children are attempting to commit suicide, we're not doing right as a nation. And it's not you as an individual and you and your family. That should touch all of us. I mean, that's not my children that are attempting to commit suicide, even though they're adults now. But you think that doesn't bother me? I don't care where they are. It's shameful that our nation doesn't prioritize that. What is wrong with us? Well, it's not my children. They're all our children. They're all part of the human family. And maybe you didn't know, like I didn't know, that it had gotten, that cancer had gotten that horrible, 1 in 10. It really is an embarrassment to our nation. It is absolutely that. And we, again, something that we can fix. We're the wealthiest nation in the history of the world. We have the resources, the know-how to fix it, but we don't have the will. How can you not have the will? Well, we got to make sure we get, ballistic, anti-ballistic missiles, because You know, China is building even more. North Korea is building even more anti-ballistic missiles. And for heaven's sakes, Japan has even more anti-ballistic missiles. And so we've got to build. No. No. When are we going to say no, that's enough? Let's do something to help humanity. Let's do something to help our children. Man, all of us used to be children. All of us in this audience. And we weren't, I don't know, maybe some of you at a point in your life attempted suicide. But man, it was the furthest thing from my mind, and I'm from a family of 13 who, you know, didn't live a great, financially great life. But that never entered into my mind. Ever. And so we can't find out why. We can't use all of the scientific know-how of our nation to address the fact that, for heaven's sakes, children don't think there's anything worth living for in the greatest nation on earth? Hey, 1 in 10 children in Calcutta aren't attempting suicide. 1 in 10 children in the poorest parts of China aren't committing, attempting to commit suicide. And the amount of people who are addicted to drugs in our nation far outstrip all the others on the earth. Don't you see there's something wrong with our nation? Let's stop poking our chests out and hiding behind the flag and talking about our great nation when, one, for heaven's sakes, 1 in 10 children are attempting suicide. What is it going to take before that becomes a major issue? 2 in 10? Maybe that's not enough to wake us up. Maybe 3 in 10, is that what it's going to take? For heaven's sakes, 1 in 10, far too many. We've got to figure out what is wrong with our children, because, you know, we had some great, brilliant scientists on the show the other day. I mean, some brilliant men. And I'm certainly not they. But I know enough to know that children grow up to be adults. And if they have those troubles and issues in their lives at this point in their life, we got to fix it and not stick our heads in the sand. All right. That's the end of my rant. We're going to be joined when we come back in studio by Candace Strong. She is with Trisha's Troops. And she is going to be talking about cancer.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.